Today's message, as we continue our series on the you effect, or stewardship, if you want to call it that, it's a series of messages that specifically revolve around our response to the givingness of God. And that really is what stewardship is. It's our responsiveness to the givingness of God. And all of December, we looked at the gospel and what that means, what we have in Christ. January, we looked at our love response. And here in February, we're looking at our response to the givingness of God, and we're calling it the you effect, or stewardship. So this morning's message is titled, A Portrait of Kingdom Princes and Princesses. A Portrait of Kingdom Princes and Princesses. And as we go through this morning's message, I want to just encourage you to write down the verse references. We're not going to turn to every passage, but under each point, I'm going to give you some verse references. I'd like you to write those verse references down, because it's really the easiest and the best spiritual shorthand you can take. And it anchors your faith, it anchors the truth, and it also gives you something that if you choose during the week to review the message, it gives you a place where you can substantiate and confirm the words you're hearing this morning by looking at them in the scripture. So when I give you a verse reference, write it down under whatever point it is that I happen to be making. So here we are. Our text this morning is Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. And we're looking at verses 1 through 14. Colossians chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy our brother, to the holy and faithful brothers in Christ at Colossae. Grace and peace to you from God our Father. We always thank God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ when we pray for you, because we've heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all the saints. The faith and love that spring from the hope that is stored up for you in heaven, and that you have already heard about in the word of truth, the gospel that has come to you. All over the world, this gospel is bearing fruit and growing, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and understood God's grace in all its truth. You learned it from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf, and who also told us of your love in the Spirit. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we've not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience and joyfully giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Amen. As we look at this passage, we see that it says that God has qualified us. We don't have to qualify ourselves, that he has qualified us. He's rescued us. And he has brought us into the kingdom of Jesus Christ. And what stands out to me, it says that you have been brought into the kingdom, not that you're going to be brought one day, but present tense. As we sit here right now, you and I, you are a fellow heir, a fellow heiress of Jesus Christ, and therefore, you are quite literally a prince or a princess. Amen. That's not just a manner of speaking. It's not just a pep talk. It's not clever phrasing. According to the gospel of Jesus Christ, you've been qualified to be a member of the kingdom of God, a joint heir with Jesus Christ, and that makes you and I royalty. That makes you and I princes and princesses. Present tense. No more waiting. You're there. The only thing we have to wait for is the full revelation of what that means. We've got a partial revelation right now. All we're waiting for is for all of it to unfold. But you are already qualified. You are already there. You are princes and princesses. And in verse 10, Paul's prayer is that he says, I want you guys to live a life that is worthy of this wonderful status that you have. I want you to live a life that is worthy of not trying to earn it, but worthy meaning I want you to live a life that is aligned with. I want you to live a life that is consistent with royalty, that is befitting the royalty that you are. That is what he means when he says, I want you to live a life worthy. In a way that pleases God, he says. And so this passage, what we have here is, it's a portrait of how God's royal family conducts itself. And the centerpiece of how the royal family of God conducts itself is in verse 4. It says, your faith in Christ Jesus and your love for each other. So if you're taking notes, the main idea this morning is this. Princes and princesses, that's who you are, princes